Well, we've been doing these online services, and of course now we're also doing our open-air worship service. I love the term that Tina affectionately given it. So whether you're listening to this online or you're in our online open-air worship service, we want to celebrate together on this Mother's Day. In John chapter 14, verses 1 through 14, in the red letter edition of God's holy and precious word in the New Living Translation, red letter means that these words were attributed to Jesus. Hear God's word. Jesus said, "Don't be troubled. You trust God. Now trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's home, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. If this was not so, I would tell you plainly. When everything is ready, I will come and get you so that you will always be with me where I am. And you know where I'm going and how to get there." "Oh, no, we don't, Lord," Thomas said. "We haven't any idea where you're going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus said this to them, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you had known who I am, then you would have known who my Father is. From now on, you know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said, "Philip, don't you even know yet who I am? After all this time I have been with you, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking to see him? Don't you believe that I am the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say are not my own, but my Father who lives in me does his work through me. Just believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe because of what you have seen me do. The truth is, anyone who believes in me will do the same works that I have done, even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. And you can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it, because the work of the Son brings glory to the Father. Yes, ask anything in my name, and I will do it." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing of his holy and precious word. Amen.